It's been a year for the Bristol Bay Record Books as total sockeye runs surpassed 61 million on Thursday, putting it just a half million fish behind 1980's largest run ever. Bert Lewis oversees commercial fisheries in Bristol Bay, Cook Inlet, and Prince William Sound for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He's impressed at the Nooshkak run's strength and even at the bay's east side districts, which he says came in late but solidly.
That stands out really statewide, where sockeye runs have not been strong. I know that westward Kodiak area is meeting their goals, but with very little fishing opportunity. Cook Inlet right now is under restrictions. We look at other species, king salmon statewide are of concern with low returns, but meeting goals solidly in Bristol Bay.
King salmon escapement was strong enough that 100 anglers filled the Nooshkak River this June for a new King Derby, even as poor returns canceled a handful of derbies in southeast Alaska. Lewis says the prevailing theory for Bristol Bay's bounty is the blob, an unusually warm water mass that filled the northern Gulf of Alaska as this year's returning fish migrated out to sea a few years back.
We know that it tends to disrupt food webs that support the forage base that the juvenile salmon feed on. And the fact that we see that pretty consistently across southeast and the north Gulf, and yet Bristol Bay, we're not seeing that. Well, the warm blob, this warm water anomaly, was not present in the Bering Sea where those fish came out. So that's one possible supporting piece of evidence that we're looking to, that it was the 2015 outmigration year that could be driving some of the patterns we're seeing in good returns in Bristol Bay, poorer, weak returns across much of the rest of the state.
Anecdotally, fishermen have been telling us all summer their red salmon seems smaller than in years past, but Lewis confirms it. In fact, he says the issue cuts across species statewide, with some of the smallest sizes on record. He blames the marine environment.
That suggests marine productivity at some level is behind it, and whether it's global climate change or just natural alterations through time of how the Pacific Ocean currents are structured, we believe that's what largely is driving this.
Besides affecting fishermen's wallets, those smaller fish returning to Alaska's river systems directly impact processors' bottom lines, Lewis says.
A processing plant can handle so many fish per day, and once you reach that capacity, you're pretty much topped out. The head and gutting machines and the fillet machines were built on 6-pound average fish, and now we've got 5-pound average fish. And ecologically, each female that comes back is going to have less eggs, so their overall reproductive potential could be declining. And what are the ecological implications of that is unknown.
What Lewis can say with certainty is that strong returns and increasing prices over the last 5 years are raising the value of Bristol Bay salmon. He says this year's ex-vessel value is among the top five in Bristol Bay's history since they began keeping records around the turn of the century. He busts out a calculator to punch in the fish harvest so far, 40 million, times the average sockeye weight of 5.5 pounds, times the average price of $1.25. That puts this season at $275 million, with the fish still trickling in. In the end, Lewis attributes Bristol Bay's success story to strong collaboration among ADF&G, organizations like the BBEDC and BBSRI, and the fishermen themselves.
We're all in lockstep together, and we've received a tremendous amount of support from the industry and fishing fleet.
For KDLG in Dillingham, I'm Austin Fast.